Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. This may be the shortest episode I've ever recorded. There is a lot said for the fewer words, the better. Sometimes the shorter words, the better. But I woke up this morning and I glanced at the downloads across the country, across the world that we're getting. So the message is spreading. And I saw that there's some downloads in Ukraine. And there's some downloads from other countries that I know are going through some things that are beyond our comprehension. So I just want to dedicate this to them. I can tell where the countries are listening or where the listeners are coming from, but I can't tell exactly how they're listening. But I just want to know this. This is dedicated to you, but it may be a message even more so for those that are not in a similar situation, because you are dealing with something that we simply can't comprehend. So I call this appreciation instead of gratitude. Why do I call it appreciation instead of gratitude? Gratitude has become a bit of a buzzword these days. Gratitude is extremely important. I would recommend, however, that we guard against saying, I have a lot of things and I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I want more things. Got to be careful with that one. And that's why I go into appreciation, because it is a word that's a little less used and it hadn't become a buzzword yet. But when I thought about those listeners that don't have some of the things that simply today I have. Today I had a hot cup of coffee. Today I had fresh water to drink. Today I had something to drive. I had a truck to drive. Today, I had a warm place to sleep. Many people do not have those first four things. Today, it's raining out. Whether some of us will go, well, it's raining out. I'd rather be somewhere else outside. Well, today, I am in a 100-year-old house where I do some podcast recordings of it, and I get to hear the rain on the roof. I got to hear the rain on the roof of my truck, and I get to hear the rain on the windowsill, and that is a silence. In that silence, I hear the rain. In that silence, I hear the rain instead of the sound of bombs or the sound of children or parents weeping. I get to hear the silence of the rain, and I appreciate the silence of that because it could be filled with so many things a lot less pleasant than the sound of the rain on the roof. Breath. I took a breath this morning. I took a breath. Many people may be taking their last breath. Many people may have had loved ones that just took their last breath. I appreciate the fact that I'm taking a breath. Now, to those listening, I guess this is kind of dedicated to two groups. It's dedicated to the groups in Ukraine, but I think the message is for two groups. For those of us that are not in a situation like others are in, that we cannot comprehend how difficult that may be, just remember, appreciate those things that we should never take for granted. And for those people that are in a difficult situation like the ones in Ukraine or wherever other country you may be in, please know that there's many of us that understand that we cannot comprehend where you are, and maybe the only gift we can ever give to you is a gift of saying you're in our thoughts and you're in our prayers. You're in our thoughts and you're in our prayers. So wherever you find yourself, please just know that. Maybe that's the only gift we can give, but we're willing to give that gift to many people that are not in your situation. Just know that there truly are a lot of people that are thinking about you and praying for you. And with this episode, I wish everybody that hears this or views this today, may you find yourself at one point just a little more peace.